Good morning.
Here we go. It's morning show.
I don't know. I can't sing this morning. My brain is scrambled.
This morning, I'm not going to lie, we've been all over the place. It's been one of those Friday mornings. I don't know if it's the weather, the change in weather. I don't know if people are if we're distracted by my kneecaps. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on.
My knees hurt. The weather's changing, Brock.
Anyway, I digress. Should we keep her moving here so we don't waste anybody else's time?
Sakes.
It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medley Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Cannabis.
Cannabis. That's right. Medley. They're amazing. Go see them. Get you taken care of. Get you all that cannabis. Your dumb vocabulary for today. I've literally not even someone.
I was
going to
say, this is the part where all the useless knowledge that I have comes into play.
It never does. It never does.
It fills time for you to find a dumb vocabulary.
I got one. Shut up, bitch. I got one. Here we go. your dumb vocabulary for today, masturbatical.
Masturbatical.
Yeah. Masturbatical.
Well, it has something to do with masturbation, for sure.
Maybe. Masturbatical.
Batical. And I'll said, be I don't honest, know what a batical.
I don't think you know what the other word, what it means. That this is
I really don't.
Masturbatical.
No, don't. So you're rubbing one out something.
Something. It's a sabbatical from masturbation, i.e. taking a break from jerking it.
Oh,
yeah.
You're taking a little break.
Have you ever taken a masturbatical? Have you ever gotten to a point where you're like, all right, I gotta slow down here.
No. Come on. Hell no.
I think the longest I went was like, it was since I turned.
I'll always be 16.
Since I turned like 13, I think maybe the longest I've gone is like 2 days.
Brock's on an incredible streak.
I wonder.
It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. He's on fire.
That's a stat that I would love to see. How many times I've popped one off, you know, in my lifetime.
Oh boy.
Well, maybe I don't want to see that. Maybe that's a depressing fact.
You probably don't, right? Yeah. I want that to be on my gravestone.
This guy whacked it this many times. Oh wow. What a real degenerate perv this guy was.
He drained himself out, basically.
How'd he die? Well, long story short, I think it's good sometimes.
Full. I'll tell you that much.
Hands are raw. No, sometimes it's good. Sometimes you clear the head. You kind of you try and find that zen, that peace in there when you take that masturbatical.
Mm-hmm. See, you ladies shouldn't like the masturbatical because there is a moment in a guy's life where he's completely honest, and it's the good 30 seconds. 60 seconds right after. Right after it happens. You ask him everything you want to know.
After I wake up from my blackout after whacking it, I'm the most honest person in the world. Like right there, I'm like, what do you need to know? Okay, I'll tell you. Yeah, and I'll be truthful too, because there's nothing clouding my judgment. Nothing. Seriously, fellas, if you got to make a big choice in life, pop one off. I'm telling you. You will make the right choice.
It's like that part in Limitless where he takes the NZT pill.
Exactly.
Everything comes real smart.
Your brain is clear. It's ready to go. Masturbaticals, nah. Who needs them?
All right.
Well, there you go. That was a weird one. I'm not going to lie. We're going to take a break. That's your dumb vocabulary.
Do you like